Brinsoyes in America. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 23, 1903. My dear brethren and sisters in America, I have received letters from several of the leading workers in regard to a property in England which is well adapted for a sanitarium, and which may now be purchased for a very reasonable sum. Light was given me that such properties would be brought to the notice of our people, and that they should look upon it as a special providence to be able to purchase at far less than their original cost, places in which work can be begun without delay. The Lord has many times presented to me the necessities of England, Ireland, and other parts of the European field. These places need means for the advancement of the Lord's cause. Will you aid in the good work of establishing a sanitarium in England? Will you give of the means the Lord has entrusted to you to help to advance this enterprise? I am heart and soul in harmony with this enterprise, and I ask you, my brethren and sisters, to cooperate with us and with the Lord by giving what you can for the establishment of an institution that will be a great blessing to the people of England. Invest the Lord's money in this enterprise. You will find that it will bring rich returns. All that you possess is the Lord's property, his lent treasure. He now calls for part of it to help to advance his work in England. I pray that God will give you liberal hearts, that you may be led to open your hands and give freely of your means. As a people standing distinct and separate from the world, you are, by your imitation of Christ's self-denial and sacrifice, to give evidence to the world of the power of the truth to transform and sanctify the character and to cleanse the heart from selfishness. When you joined the Church of God, you placed yourself under the laws and principles of a higher world. You took your place in the divine theocracy, under an authority higher than any earthly authority. You pledged yourself to unite with the great medical missionary and to labor in cooperation with him. You are to do all that you can in his service, working to the utmost of your ability. Whenever the Lord brings destitute fields to your notice and gives you opportunity to help, you are never to neglect the opportunity. Heed the call that now comes to you. Your usefulness and helpfulness in this case will depend on the distinctness of the line of demarcation that separates you from the vanity and selfishness of the world. Give back to the Lord his own, and thus acknowledge that a supreme will controls your will, filling you with the self-sacrificing spirit of Christ. Do this heartily, as unto the Lord. Do we not believe that the end of all things is at hand? And should we not, therefore, hold our possessions subject to the Lord's order? We are never to give unwillingly. We are to show to the heavenly universe and to the world that we are willing to make any sacrifice for Christ's sake. We are to be imparters as well as receivers of his precious gifts. By following the example of him who gave himself without reserve to save a perishing world, we are silently to condemn the selfishness and covetousness of the world. Thus we proclaim that we are under the absolute control of a power higher than human responsibility, even a supreme will. Thus, too, we show that we are cooperating with the author and finisher of our faith. In no way can the mission and work of the great teacher be better represented than by the establishment of sanitariums in places where there are no such institutions. By the erection of sanitariums and houses of worship, we extend the triumphs of the cross. As the calls for help shall come, may the Lord help us to remember that by self-sacrifice in the daily life, by a careful expenditure of his money, we are enabled to help his work in times of emergency. Your acts of helpfulness at times when help is so much needed are an evidence that you are building with the Lord Jesus. Keep in view the nobler world by revealing the self-denial and self-sacrifice of him who gave his life that he might take away the sin of the world. Oh, in a work of self-denial and self-sacrifice, men and women can stand, as if within the open portals of the city of God, surveying the glory within, and saying, "Come, for all things are now ready." Luke 14, verse 17. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him that heareth say, "Come." And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22, verse 16-17. This is our message, and for the proclamation of this message we must have facilities. My brethren and sisters, you must impart if you would continue to receive the gifts of God. Arouse and heed the call for help that comes from England. Give all that you can, and the Lord will bless you in giving.